This is a Member Care Media production of TWR. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.
Last time we were talking with you, we were talking about some strategies for dealing with overstress. And I'd like to keep in that vein. Underlying everything is the physical condition of our body. And this is why physical fitness and exercise is a large component of dealing with stress. Now, I realize working in some countries, it's difficult to do. If you go running, you have to fight off dogs and little kids. Oftentimes, it's not safe for women to run if they choose to do that, or even walking. You may have to look for something like a sports club or work out some way of getting exercise and maintaining bodily fitness. Because when the body is fit, you're able to deal with stress much more effectively and withstand the overstress. If your body is fit, you'll be able to deal with overstress better. Another thing that's very useful is meditation or reflection. What are some of the promises from Scripture that really sustain you? Special verses. Just reflect on that. Just take one verse and just reflect. Chew on it in your mind, in your spirit, and that will do an awful lot. My wife, Lois, previously mentioned contemplative prayer. This is what I call a still time. Psalm 62 in the New American Standard and the New Revised Standard says, "My soul waits in silence for you alone, O Lord." And I think this is an appropriate thing to do, is to take time to sit in the presence of God for whatever He has to say to you. Undoubtedly, when you start doing this and you're learning how to do this, you'll have thoughts come into your mind and just let them go by. But the still time, and it could be maybe 10 minutes, only 10 minutes, but it makes a big difference in your life. What I think this is really doing is giving an opportunity for my spirit to be in good communication with the Spirit of God. Brother Lawrence said, some of us would be surprised if we could hear what our spirits are saying to God. And this is a time to overhear what your conversation with God is really all about. Sometimes we need to view things differently, visualize or dream about how things could be different, not in the sense of daydreaming for escapism, but how could this be different? And how could we accomplish this? And sometimes out of that, you'll get new dreams, new ways of seeing things that in themselves become ways of dealing with the overstress. Reframing, redefining a situation is powerful. I heard a story that a Chinese pastor was captured during the Cultural Revolution, and he was particularly hard-headed, wouldn't give in to the indoctrination they were doing. So they put him in a special re-education camp for particularly difficult people. His task was to collect all the night pots and empty them into cesspool. And I don't remember the reason why, but he had to get into the cesspool every day. Well, because of this, he could never get completely clean. Everybody stayed away from him because of the odor. He was tremendously isolated, socially isolated. And he really felt sorry for himself until it finally dawned on him one day, "No one is interrupting me, and I have uninterrupted time with the Lord." He says that was the sweetest 2 years he ever had, because he had 2 years of unbroken fellowship with the Lord, and he prepared sermons in his mind. He had meditations, all sorts of things. That is reframing. You take a difficult situation and redefine it. Journal writing is a very helpful thing. Writing down your thoughts don't have to be shared with anybody, but just getting it outside of you can do an awful lot. The next point is kind of a strange one. Practice pleasure. You've all heard about endorphins, runners and runners high. It's because we have natural substances in our body, which when they're released, give us a great sense of pleasure. And the way you do that is by doing pleasurable things. Laughing, walking and enjoying nature, having a good time with friends. Pleasure actually makes endorphins. So you need to look for endorphin-making opportunities. And that will help a lot for managing your overstress. And probably the last thing is be authentic. Be you. Don't try and be somebody else, because that's very stressful. But just be authentic. Be the person that you were made to be. And that will help an awful lot. So I've listed a whole bunch of things here that can be useful for dealing with overstress. But you can see the thing is, underneath all of this is looking both inside and outside your life to see what's really going on. I've applied this in my own life. And when I get overstressed, I sit down and make a list. I write lists about my feelings, what's going on, how could this be different. I practice these things in my own life, and I know they really work.
We hope this production of Member Care Media will prove helpful to you. We invite you to explore the many other resources on this website. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.